real tax defense. Even if you're working with someone else and just want a second opinion, there is no cost or obligation to call. They can prevent levies, liens, wage garnishments, even file back tax returns. And the best news about legal tax defense is they won't take your case unless they know they will reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call Legal Tax Defense right now for a free, no-risk consultation. 800-292-7875. 800-292-7875. You have nothing to lose but everything to gain. 800-292-7875.
Good morning. It's 11:03. I'm Maggie Hunter with the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. This week is National Work Zone Safety Awareness Week. This year's theme is Respect the Zone So We All Get Home. The Maryland State Highway Administration is urging all motorists to slow down in work zones, pay close attention, and move over. In any given day, there are about 300 work zones, with more than 1,000 people working hard to keep the highway system in a state of good repair and safer. Brandon Scott has outlined the details of this year's Summer Youth Engagement Strategy. The mayor says Outside in 25 will provide events, opportunities, and resources for young people to enjoy themselves in a safe environment. Activities for the summer will include Be More Night Hoops, Midnight Basketball, teen pool parties at the Drude Hill Park Aquatic Center, and Rock the Block family block parties. Stein on Sports and the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast next.
WCBM News is brought to you by Safe Retirement Solutions. Call Rod Barowie at 410-266-1120. Call Rod Barowie now at Safe Retirement Solutions, 410-266-1120.
Since 2004, Jim Barbie Automotive in White Marsh has been your trusted name in automotive diagnostics and repair. Located at 10821 Philadelphia Road, we deliver dealer-quality parts and service without the dealer price tag. Need fleet services? We got you covered. Our ASE-certified technicians guarantee top-notch results for your vehicle. Call 410-335-8848. That's 410-335-8848. Or visit JimBarbieAutomotive.com. Jim Barbie Automotive, where quality doesn't cost, it pays off.
Rapid Radios are instant push-to-talk walkie-talkies offering national LTE coverage and no subscriptions ever. A great alternative to a mobile phone for your kids. For a limited time, go to rapidradios.com now for 60% off and free UPS shipping. Add code radio and get an extra 5% off.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
We'll go draft heavy this time around as the Ravens get set to pick 27th tonight. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta on positions of strength in the draft.
I think that if you're looking at the offensive line, the defensive line, and the outside linebackers as a whole, I would say the three are the strongest positions in this draft class.
So what do the Ravens value in a player when making that first-round pick? Here are some key questions that they like answered. Were they multi-sport athletes? Did they play for a power conference school? Do they have any reported character or medical issues? Did they serve as a team captain? Are they 21 years old or younger when they're drafted? If you look at all those criteria, here are four players that fit the bill. Alabama offensive tackle Tyler Booker, Boston College defensive end Donovan Ezeraku, Georgia safety Malachi Starks, and South Carolina safety Nick Emmanuori. Sports Illustrated, by the way, reporting last night per NFL sources that most feel that Emmanuori is not considered a likely first-round pick. Ravens will be on the clock tonight at about 11:15 p.m. Coming up in 30 minutes, the biggest problem with the Orioles offense. And that is Stein on Sports.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM, because when we stand together, we thrive together.
At 11:06, here's the exclusive WCBM Weather Channel forecast.
A storm in the plains brings us some rain by Saturday. It's a sunny day and a warm day today. 80 this afternoon. Tomorrow's dry, 78. Saturday, showers, some thunder, 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 71 degrees in Bel Air, 71 in Halethorpe, and 72 in Columbia. I'm Maggie Hunter, 680 WCBM News.
Stay connected and informed.
Everybody, listen carefully.
Download the WCBM 680 mobile app at WCBM.com. Kim Plasic Live starts now. Woo! On Talk Radio 680, WCBM, and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy Thursday to you. Don't forget, just a little reminder here, you got Andrew Langer joining you tomorrow. I will be out of town, actually, for the Palm Beach Young Republicans Club meeting tonight. But I'll be back on Monday, so I know a lot of you enjoy Andrew, and he will be here tomorrow from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. So make sure you tune in. Before the break, we're talking about Pete Buttigieg and his husband, Chasten, and how they adopted two children. I do have a text here. Robert says, Kim, I just looked at the photos of the children adopted by Mayor Pete and his spouse. They look like they could be biracial, although they may not be. Do you think they picked these African-American kids based on their looks? I think he picked African-American kids to check more boxes, right? Because right now he only has the LGBTQIA box. And, you know, he could check many more boxes if he has black adopted kids. And Robert, since you mentioned that, I went to go look these kids up. And yes, these kids are they're definitely mixed. The daughter's hair is completely straight. And it's so, yes, he did. He adopted mixed kids. There's nothing wrong with adoption. There's nothing wrong with adopting kids, obviously, that are not the same color as you. But I think, you know, the way that Mayor Pete seems to look at black people, this is why he ties everything to race, right? The roads are racist, infrastructure is racist, and black people are so oppressed, and we need all this help from white people. The thing I hope he doesn't do, which he probably will do, is I hope that he doesn't raise these two black kids to think that they are less than anyone else. I hope he doesn't raise them with the language that he uses on a daily basis on these podcasts, basically explaining to everyone in a way that black people are somehow inferior to white people. Because that's really what he's saying. If you really take a listen to what he's saying, he's saying that he believes he is better and on a better position and has this privilege as a white man in America. So he looks down on black people and says, oh, they have it really tough and we should pat them on their head at every step of the way. That's what he does. And so if he raises these two black kids with that mindset, these kids are going to have issues. They're going to have chips on their shoulders. So I hope that he does not do that. All right, we'll go ahead and put a pin on that because I'm excited about the conversation we're about to have here. You know, we've been watching this for years now, and like many of you, I am too perplexed on why it is so difficult for some of these school boards across the country to not want to teach young kids about the LGBTQIA community, sexually explicit things, and again, very young ages in which they want to teach these kids. As I mentioned on this show time and time again, my daughter, 8 years old, we have controls on her tablet to make sure that she can only see what they call kids YouTube. Why is that? Because I don't want my daughter to be exposed to anything that isn't for a kid and anything that is for anyone older than 12 years old. Not having it. Not having it. And so now you've got these schools and some of these unions, some of these organizations that want to push this on your kid in school because you are filtering what they do at home. And in school, they want to have complete control. Well, I'm happy to be joined this hour by Rosalind Hansen. She's with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County, and I admire the fight. Good morning, Rosalind. How are you?
I am good, Kimberly. How are you?
I'm doing well. Wow. Ms. Hansen, I have to tell you, you have been doing a fantastic job, and I really, my hat is off to all of you with Moms for Liberty. You guys endure so much, whether it's the name calling, being labeled as some kind of terrorist organization, you know, and all of this. You're just trying to protect the children. That's all you're trying to do. For some of those that are not familiar with what's going on right now in the Supreme Court, if you could just give us a quick backstory, if you would.
Absolutely. Excuse me. So in the spring of 2023, Montgomery County Public Schools removed a policy that they already had in place for a parent to have the ability to opt out of this radical gender ideology that has been introduced into the English language arts curriculum for our students in pre-K, which are children who, when they enroll, are as young as three, through the sixth grade. And so they created a policy that said you know, we want inclusive text, we want kind text, and, you know, under that guise, and if it was about inclusive text, if it was about kindness, that's one thing. But these books go far beyond that. These are actual lessons on human sexuality. They're introducing very sensitive topics to sponge minds. Children's minds at that age are sponges. And so we aren't, and never have, and still to this day, as parents, have never said, take the books out. We said, let our kids opt out. This is against our religious beliefs. And what's been fascinating over the 2 years, and you brought up Moms for Liberty, is that people have been trying to drive a wedge between all of the different religious cohorts that have come together to demand that our religious liberties be protected. They tried to drive the Muslim community away from being friends with Moms for Liberty. They tried to drive a wedge between the Jewish community and the Muslim community, Catholic. Like, they couldn't figure out the piece that was missing. They're like, wait, these people all look different, and they all have different beliefs, but they all believe this, that this is inappropriate. And so we're thrilled, honestly, that we got to the Supreme Court, because if, God willing, this goes in favor of the parents, which is what, you know, court, the people who, you know, read the courts all the time are saying, that we're hopeful that it will be a 6-3 or maybe even a 7-2. But I don't want to count our chickens before they hatch. That this will sweep across the entire country and not just impact us here in Montgomery County as it has for 2 years. So I'm glad to have carried this cross for 2 years if we can have this kind of impact.
Yeah, no, you've been doing a fantastic job, really a fantastic job. I want to ask you about Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson and the comment that she made that if parents don't like this decision, if they really don't want their kids to be exposed to any of this, she suggested that the parents put their kids in private school or homeschool. The last time I checked, we don't really have everyone able, financially able, number one, to put their kids in private school. Or, you know what? You got to be financially able to do homeschool, too, right, if you have a parent staying home. But not only that, you know, it's kind of like, you know, that's how she's justifying taking away this opt-out situation and saying, oh, well, they can just move their kid to a school where they now have to pay. And we don't really have school choice the way that we should anyways. I guess, you know, when that comment was made by Ketanji Brown Jackson, the justice, you know, what did that mean to you and to those that are fighting with you? Did it sound to you that there could be people on her side with this?
It's not the first time that we've heard it, which is it's laughable. I kind of want to, if I could reach out to her, I would ask, okay, with your $300,000 taxpayer-funded salary, where is the Justice Jackson Child Education Scholarship Fund that I can apply for my child? Because it sounds like you want to foot the bill for the private education that you want me to pay for. So we've heard this before from members in Montgomery County. It's a very elitist county. It's the wealthiest in, you know, Maryland. We don't have school choice here. Governor Moore is trying to strip even more from the Boost Scholarship Fund that is necessary and needed, especially for our lowest income students. So for her to sit there making $300,000 a year, sending her two daughters to Georgetown Prep, it is a very let them eat cake comment that is very disrespectful to religious liberty and the nuances of raising children.
Yeah. Well, and not only that, I mean, if you think about it, we pay property taxes, so we really are paying for public schools. I mean, we're already paying.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, let me ask you this. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Rosalind Hanson with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County. That rally was this weekend, correct?
Yes. So the Supreme Court case was on Tuesday, and the rally was there outside the steps of the Supreme Court.
Okay. What did you have a good, large turnout? What were you hearing at that rally?
So it's interesting because when we started seeing these rallies take place, we were rallying outside of Montgomery County Public Schools all through the summer of 2023, and those rallies swelled up to 1,000. And this rally, truth be told, was smaller. We had less people turn out. It was in the middle of the day. People have jobs. And one of the things that we were talking about while we were there is over the last 2 years, people have wanted us to stop fighting. People have wanted us to stop showing up. They thought that if we kept pushing this out or they kept calling us names, that maybe we wouldn't keep fighting. But we didn't need to necessarily show up in force like we did 2 years ago, because this has made national news. So we are thrilled with who showed up and how we showed up. And we're showing up time and time again, more importantly, in the court of public opinion. Because when you ask anybody about this who isn't radically left and dyed in the wool of gender ideology, they see right through this that this is wildly age inappropriate. So we have won in the court of public opinion, and I'll take that any day.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And I saw where Megyn Kelly covered it. Of course, I was watching Harris Faulkner on Faulkner Focus. Is that the name of the show? Yeah, yeah. Well, they have that entire panel there in New York. So you're right. This is getting a lot of national attention. I did want to ask you, because there was this comment made by Montgomery County that they believe that those that are claiming that they want to opt out of this for religious reasons, they're claiming that they believe it's just a way to hide bigotry. Now, as you mentioned, there are a lot of people in the Muslim community that want to be able to opt out. Are there more in the Muslim community that are stepping up and speaking out? I don't know exactly if they're able to. I have no idea if that's something that they can do. But with that, was there anybody in that community that took offense to that?
Oh, multiple. We had former board members, boards of education members, who called Muslims that they were aligning, we had a county council member who is still elected say that Muslims were aligning themselves with white supremacists and bigots because they were holding their religious beliefs so devoutly, right? We had board members, board of education members who did not get reelected, who said of Muslim children that she felt bad for the Muslim children because they were parroting their parents' dogma. And we're just not going to stand for it. We've seen through this name-calling. It's not true. It's a way to get people to not speak up and not stand out. And so you can throw that mud. It's not sticking here. No one is taking this.
Yeah. I was shocked and surprised that they would even say that to the Muslim community. Like, you know, they're just covering up bigotry. I had no idea on the ground there they were actually saying that they were aligning with white supremacy. See, this is a part about the race war that I will never understand. I will never understand. Rosalind Hansen, first of all, I appreciate you joining me today. I do want to ask you if you have anything coming up you want people to engage in, whether it's an event or a protest or getting on the phone and calling, you know, a legislator or what have you. But I also want to ask you, too, how do you feel this is going to go down? I know earlier you're thinking that it's going in your direction. But do you think this is going to take some time? And when do you think we'll have a decision?
So typically for the Supreme Court, we were hopeful to hear in June or July is when they will announce their opinions. I have learned the hard way to not make plans because it's all God's plan. So I don't know what we're going to do and what he has in store for us, but I can pray and hope and continue to fight in his name.
Yeah, yeah. And for Moms for Liberty, do you guys have anything coming up if people want to get involved?
For Moms for Liberty, locally at the moment, we do not. But I would encourage everyone go to momsforliberty.org, become a member. It doesn't cost anything yet. Or, you know, donate, right? We are a 501c4. Our grassroots advocacy work is totally funded by the generosity of listeners like everyone who's listening right now, or the people on the ground who are saying, you know what, we need more moms standing up like you guys are.
Well, Rosalind Hansen, I really do appreciate you. And I guess I see on X here, your handle is M4LMOCO, which is Moms for Liberty, yes, Montgomery County. If your handle, do you have a handle for Facebook in case people want to follow you?
Rosalind Jameson. I don't know that it's public, though.
Okay. But they could definitely follow you on X.
Find me and friend me, by all means.
Okay. But she's definitely on X. That's where I follow her. Rosalind, thank you so much. I hope you come back and update us on what's next, especially around time that hopefully we'll hear a decision.
I would love that. Thank you, Kimberly.
Thank you. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much. And again, that was Rosalind Hansen. And I tell you what, I didn't get, you know, I forgot to ask her if she's going to run for office. I can ask her that next time. She's phenomenal. If you could go to her page on X and just see some of the clips of her speaking at some of these rallies and to some of these crowds, she is phenomenal. Phenomenal. That is someone. And look, I don't even know, to be honest with you, I don't know if she's a Republican. Do you guys feel the same way? That's what's also so crazy about this. Moms for Liberty, they're not saying moms for the Republican Party. That's not the case. There are women in Moms for Liberty that are not Republicans or conservatives. And so for somebody like Rosalind, you know what? Knowing what I know about her and how she stands on these issues, I would support her even as a Democrat. I wouldn't care. We need to fight for school choice. And Delegate Mark Fisher brings it up every session. They vote it down. And if you're telling me, Ketanji Brown Jackson, that all these parents somehow, that if some way, in this economy, they can afford to send their kid to some private school, and in Montgomery County, as she mentioned, do you know how expensive private school is in Montgomery County? It's expensive. If you want to weigh in on this, you can. 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. Again, that was Rosalind Hanson. You got to follow her on X. She's just doing a phenomenal job. We'll discuss where we get back.
Hi, it's Bruce Elliott. Joining me in studio, Dr. Alyssa Segev from Audiology Associates. Welcome.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, who can wear an over-the-counter hearing aid? I'm seeing ads for these things all the time.
Yeah.
Who can use them?
So over-the-counter hearing aids are really meant to give accessibility to patients who otherwise wouldn't have it. The problem is that a good over-the-counter hearing aid is still about $2,000 to $2,500,
wow,
if not more, because they're still hearing aids, right? The cheap ones are just amplifiers, and that's too cheap is too cheap. So you still want some quality in that, mm-hmm, unit. I really think they're geared towards someone who has a mild hearing loss, someone who doesn't need it all the time but is struggling in noise. A lot of the times as we age, we have struggle in noise, but hearing is normal. And then you can use those for those situational uses. But what we don't want is patients who are now purchasing over the counter because they think that is a supplement for what we can provide as a prescription hearing aid, and they're completely different. The things you can purchase are not even close to what we have in our offices that are true prescription hearing aids, and they are meant for a lifestyle versus situational use. And that is where if you really are frustrated, I think it's always worth coming in, and then we can decide. If it's really mild, we're like, go try it, right? You're not ready yet, but this can be really helpful for when you need it for X, Y, and Z, versus patients who like struggle all the time and need to hear their family and the doorbell and the TV. And really the best thing to do is to come in, and then we kind of review the options with you.
Very quick follow-up question, and that is for those people who are getting and over-the-counter, does it deal with background noise, yes or no?
Yes, but not a tremendous amount, right? There's some factors on there for technology, but it's not strong.
All right, Dr. Melissa Segev, Audiology Associates. When silence is not golden, you're going to want to see Audiology Associates. Online, you'll find them at aaiaudiology.com, or you can certainly call 410-944-3100. Again, that's 410-944-3100, Audiology Associates, the sound choice in hearing health care.
Red Eye Radio is live.
Gary and Eric, the way you so beautifully express your anger and frustration, you serve like a substitute relief valve for my own anger and frustration and outrage.
Gary McNamara and Eric Harley take your calls all night. Politics, breaking news, and more on Red Eye Radio.
Red Eye Radio is on every morning from 1 to 5 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
All right, we're speaking to Rosalind Hanson. She's with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County. They have been fighting on the front lines for 2 years just so that parents can opt out of the teachings in Montgomery County that surround the LGBTQIA community. And I don't think anybody's saying, like, you know, it's not a conversation and everybody should be mums the word on gay relationships or, you know, trans people. I don't think anybody's saying that. But some of the books that are being used in the classroom, there's one here, Prince and Knight, another one, Uncle Bobby's Wedding. Just so you know, there's an entire list, and the Supreme Court apparently has this list as well. And I just, the reason that we can, you know, put these parental controls on everything that our kids do when it comes to at least, you know, online or reading, stuff like that, is because you don't want your kids exposed to certain things. And all kids are not the same. Some kids are different, right? Like my daughter, yeah, she's 8. She's a little more mature than, you know, some other 8-year-olds. But I still don't want her knowing about, you know, my daughter, because I'm a helicopter mom, by the way. I don't even allow my daughter to watch things that have like boyfriend-girlfriend relationships, stuff like that. There are things that come on sometimes on Nickelodeon where it's like, oh, this girl is dating this guy and they're in high school. She can't watch that. She has to turn the channel. There's certain things that my daughter doesn't need to think about. And those are heterosexual relationships that I'm talking about. Okay? I'm not homophobic at all. It's just certain things I don't want my daughter exposed to at 8. I've got Sue in Colorado. Hi, Sue. How are you?
question about the heterosexual ones.
Sue?
Hello, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Great, great. So appreciate what Rosalind is doing. I'm a former, recently retired Montgomery County teacher that had to deal with the curriculum. And what I wanted to share is that everything that's in those books is in your curriculum as well. Okay. The curriculum was rolled out in 2022, middle school curriculum. They changed it 2023, and they're working on the elementary school curriculum now. This is a nationwide push.
Yeah.
So your curriculum isn't being written by your local teachers, as they would like you to believe. Race to Justice is an advocacy group in D.C. that's writing this. Amaze.org is doing a lot of the videos, and they're under Race for Justice, as well as resources. I'm trying to think of what Advocates for Youth. Interestingly, my nephews in Colorado, my sister-in-law was concerned about their curriculum. She shared some of it with me, and it's the exact same stuff, word for word. So parents need to understand, one, this is a nationwide push. Two, they need to ask to see the actual lessons. Okay, when you're just given objectives, parents can't make heads or tail of what that is. So they actually need to see the lessons. And in Montgomery County, they're not going to let you see it unless you're in a controlled environment where you're not allowed to take any pictures of the lessons or anything else. You're not allowed to share it as a teacher. It's very much, they've done a lot of this in the dark. And so I super appreciate what Rosalind's doing by shedding some light on what's going on. Again, it's just a situation where parents don't have the right to opt out either. So if you look at a health curriculum, and this is what I'm talking specifically about, there are really good things in there. There are some things that go against your religious values,
yeah.
Okay? Parents want the right to opt out of those particular lessons. MCPS does not allow that. It's an all or nothing. MCPS has a major ego in what they think they have a better idea of how your child should be educated than the parent.
Wow.
So for me, it was an absolute struggle. I actually had an attorney.
Oh,
my
wow.
Attorney showed the curriculum and said, if you ask her to do this,
yeah, well,
she violates your curriculum.
Yeah, Sue, this is off.
Contract.
Sue, this is awful. I think. Thank you for sharing with me. Unfortunately, we have to take a break here, but we'll talk about this on the other side.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Ukraine criticizes Russia as the real obstacle to peace following an overnight attack on Kiev. It killed at least 9 people, injured more than 70 others. Applications for jobless benefits up modestly last week as businesses retain workers despite fears of a pending economic slump. Authorities say a man set wooden pallets ablaze, failed to properly put them out in New Jersey's Pine Barrens, sparked a quick-moving wildfire that has charred at least 15,000 acres so far. A 19-year-old is facing aggravated arson and arson charges in connection with the southern New Jersey wildfire. And so many people had lined up to see Pope Francis lying in state at St. Peter's Basilica. The Vatican kept the doors open all night long. Watching Wall Street, the Dow is up almost 300 points. More details at srnnews.com.
Spring is here. Don't let stiff or achy joints hold you back. Rescue Natural Supplements is proud to bring you Rescue Glyco Plus. This incredible supplement is specially formulated to support joint comfort and flexibility with a powerful blend of green-lipped muscle complex and UC2 collagen. This unique combination helps maintain healthy cartilage and promote smoother, more comfortable joint movement. Right now, Glyco Plus will be buy one, get one free for anyone with our exclusive radio code. Just use the code RELIEF to double up your order for free. Again, that's RELIEF, RELIEF. Call today, 800-26-ALIVE, that is 800-262-5483, and speak with a knowledgeable rescue product consultant. You can also use the code online when you visit res-q.com. That's res-q.com. Get back into action with less pain and more comfort. Again, use the code RELIEF to buy one, get one free on Rescue Glyco Plus.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Gritty performance by the Orioles last night, coming back from three down early, but hitting with runners in scoring position still an issue. Birds had two on and two out, top of the ninth.
It is going to be Heston Kerstad. In on his hands, and it popped up back a third. Jose Tena makes the call. It done again. Nationals win it 4-3.
Call courtesy of Masson 2. Birds 1-for-12 with runners in scoring position. 1-for-19 for the series. They fall a season low 5 games under after the 4-3 loss last night. And here's some context for you. Last night was April 23rd. Birds dropped their 5th series of the year. Last year, the Birds didn't lose their 5th series until June 22nd. The question in the back of Ravens fans' minds in light of the Justin Tucker situation is, will the team draft a kicker this year? Not tonight, of course, but maybe in later rounds. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta was asked if it was worth it.
Worth it? I think it's worth it, sure. I mean, there's been some great kickers drafted, and we've drafted a couple punters, but it's worth it if you have the right kicker.
Top kickers available are Andres Bourigalas from Miami, Ryan Fitzgerald from FSU, and Ben Sauls out of Pitt. Coming up in 30 minutes, when will Grayson Rodriguez return? And that is Stein on Sports.
If your home is a bit dated, one of the best things you can do is renovate prior to selling. But how do you pay for it? I'm Sean Holden, owner of Renovation Real Estate. Let Renovation.Real Estate take care of everything for you. We handle the upfront costs, complete the renovations, then list your home for sale. You don't pay for renovations until closing. No gimmicks, just results. Imagine using our money to raise the value of your property without any upfront expense. Call today at 410-724-1199 or visit us at Renovation.Real Estate. We fix it, we sell it, you profit. MHIC 118-795.
Time to get outside, soak up some of this sunshine. You can do that today and tomorrow. Saturday, a cold front has a completely different plan. Clouds and rain Saturday. A few clouds, and that's it today. No rain, 80 the high. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 78. Saturday, showers, maybe a rumble of thunder. 78 the high Saturday. I'm meteorologist Terry Smith from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Wish you could save on home insurance? With Allstate, you could easily save and get quality protection. Yep, it's a win-win. So what are you waiting for? Check Allstate first for a quote today. You're in good hands with Allstate.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Do you find yourself stuck in a timeshare? Get the real facts about the timeshare industry and your options for cancellation. Chuck McDowell, founder of Wesley Financial Group, has put together a free information guide that reveals the secrets the timeshare industry doesn't want you to know, including the 5 ways to get rid of your timeshare. Call now and get this timeshare cancellation guide absolutely free.
Call 800-517-1717. That's 800-517-1717. 800-517-1717.
Paid for by Wesley Financial Group.
Hi, I'm Jason Hansen, a former CIA officer. In these uncertain times, with rising geopolitical tensions and skyrocketing inflation, protecting your financial future is crucial. That's why I trust Advantage Gold for all my precious metal investments. They're the only company I buy from, period. Call Advantage Gold now at 800-900-8000 for a 100% free gold guide. See exactly how gold can safeguard your wealth. Again, call 800-900-8000 today.
Paid for by Advantage Gold. Performance may vary. Past performance is not indicative of future results. Always consult your financial and tax professional.
Want the truth about investing in retirement? The stuff Wall Street does not want to tell you? What if there were a strategy to capture significant market gains without the risk of traditional markets? Interested? Bill O'Reilly here. Would you like a retirement strategy that allows you to retire with confidence without the fear of running out of money? Then please talk to Rod Barowi and the Safe Retirement Solutions team. 410-266-1120. 410-266-1120.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. Insightful news, commentary, the best guests you can imagine. And also, we are diving deep into the issues that matter, the philosophy that is guiding the left, what you can do about it so we can fight to win. So join us every single day where we talk about why the Constitution is the greatest political document ever written, why America is the greatest nation ever to exist, and what the citizen can do to rise against the regime.
The Charlie Kirk Show, weeknights at 7 on Talk Radio 680 WCB. And 99.9 FM in Hartford County.
All right, we're talking about Montgomery County schools and the parents fighting back. We were joined by Rosalyn Hansen a little bit ago with Moms for Liberty in Montgomery County because she has been on the front lines of this for 2 years. And the Supreme Court did hear both sides just yesterday. And it sounds like as Rosalind pointed out, and Sean Casey said the same, they'll most likely make a decision around June or July, and hopefully we'll be able to talk to Rosalind again at that time. We did get a caller named Sue from Colorado. Sue, thank you so much for calling in. I had a hard break there, but I was able to Google Race to Justice, and it looks like it is under the health department. And they have a website here, and there's a little link that says, you know, here's an action kit on how to use Race to Justice. And it says the health department launched Race to Justice, the agency's effort to advance racial equity and social justice across all programs, policies, and practices. Through Race to Justice, the agency will, one, educate and train staff on how racism and other systems of oppression can shape health. Two, study how racism has affected our past work and create new policies to lessen that impact. And number three, collaborate with local communities to counter injustice. So this whole thing, Race to Justice, yeah, it's not just in the school system. It's for sure under the health department as well. And I do wonder if RFK Jr. has this on his radar. I'm sure many of Moms for Liberty have already contacted him. You know what? I will also say, because I met some of the women with RFK. They were with his campaign, and they're still with him now in D.C. That was 2 weeks ago. There was a party, like a after-hour networking thing that they had. And there were a lot of women from Montgomery County in RFK Jr.'s circle there. So I'm sure he is very well aware of what's going on. And I appreciate you, Sue, for calling in. Cindy from, was it Harford County that called yesterday to tell us the same thing? It's already in the curriculum, not just those books. So there needs to be an overhaul. And I think that's another reason why Trump was, you know, getting rid of the Department of Education, that is pushing this through all curriculums. This is a problem. It is an issue. And I appreciate all those on the front lines trying their best to fight back on our behalf. I've got William and Carney. William, you wanted to weigh in?
Yes, thank you, Kim, for letting me chime in. I want to thank WCBM for all the people that picked up the mic and speak the truth over here. Well, what I was going to get back as the Savage Nation person of Michael Savage, of his education while he was on your radio station, I give you kudos, Kim. You covered a lot of good subjects, but this is a spiritual war. Yeah. Started back in the Cold War. All right, I'm an old man now, but I grew up as a child around people that were in the fight with the Soviet Union on psychic ability and word conversations. What they do is they try to take the spirituality out of human nature. And when Trump made the Abraham tribes, he was bringing Mount Zion to the people of each tribe to understand there is a true God and there is a creator and there is this brighter light than the lesser light. And instead of working on people's emotions and what race you are, it's what the spirit and the soul and the talent of your culture, of what you came from, to bring out the best in the world. And about adopting kids and all and trying to change their gender and messing their minds, they should have a regulation and balance on certain things, but they run roughshod over people. I don't care if you're black, white, whatever color you are, as long as your spirit and soul is satisfying to a conversation without all this raggedness.
Yeah, yeah. No, William, I agree with you 100%. I do.
And another thing I want to say, it's like Dr. Luther King and Malcolm X. Malcolm X said the worst thing for the black community or any community is the liberal women that have that socialist, communist, Marxism in there. Because the true word of liberalism in the Latin word means a free-thinking person to analyze things. They don't analyze. They put that blockage up and try to degrade you and dumb down the education, take over the professorship and all. And I want to thank the Savage Nation for introducing me to all this knowledge of my past to the future.
Yeah.
Thanks, Kim.
No, thank you so much, William. I appreciate you sharing. I hope you have a great weekend.
Same to you.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And, you know, there are a lot of people that will tell you, like William, it is a spiritual war that we're having. And I know a lot of people don't, you know, want to really look at it that way, but that is, you know, when you're seeing so many people attacking America, they're attacking our values. They're attacking what makes America great. They're attacking, you know, law and order and all these things. This is why we're the best country in the world, right? This is the land of opportunity. And so you have people that want to attack all of this. And when you're reading this, it's just kind of like, you know, what is this all about? And it is. It's a spiritual war. This is why they talk about race all of the time. And, you know, while we're talking about Pete Buttigieg and checking the boxes now that he has these biracial kids that he adopted. And I don't look at it like he does, you know, and like many people that, you know, listen to that podcast, I guess, look at it. They're like, oh, this is great. You know, Pete Buttigieg is adopting two black kids and now they have a home. And sure, but it also deprives two black kids, and I say any color kids, of having a real biological mother. And moms are important just as dads are important. And I know that there are many gay couples that do adopt. You know, the verdict's out on how I truly feel about that, to be honest with you. I think I mentioned on the show before, I know someone that was adopted by two women. She is my age, and she has a lot of mental health issues. She's on medication. And she's in and out of therapy, and a lot of it stems from what she endured as a child from other kids and other people judging the fact that she had two moms. And I look at that situation and say, wow, if she had a mom and a dad, she most likely would not have experienced this kind of trauma that she's been dealing with her entire adult life. And I think that it has handicapped her in a way. I did want to play this audio for you. I talked earlier about Michelle Obama. Of course, she still has her podcast going. Not a whole lot of people tuning into it. And it could be possibly because she's saying things like this. Take a listen.
We don't articulate as Black women our pain because it's almost like nobody ever gave us permission to do that.
And does anyone care?
Yeah, there's
well,
that.
They care.
If we knew, I think we would care. If we knew.
Mm-hmm.
If we knew.
Or, you know... Yeah, and we have to ask ourselves, the men in our lives is, you know, why wait to be asked? Mm-hmm. You know, it seems like what we go through is pretty obvious. I mean, maybe we're not complaining, but we're actually living life out loud.
What kind of narcissist does somebody have to be to believe that they represent an entire demographic of people? Like, what kind of narcissist does that take? That was Michelle Obama there on her podcast, saying that women need permission. Black women need permission, apparently. Permission from who? I still don't know who the hell she was talking about. But Black women need permission to be able to speak out and articulate what it is, the issues that we're dealing with. I can tell you, as a Black woman, and as someone that made a campaign ad in a red dress and red high heels, speaking out and exactly articulating how I feel about the Democrats that are stealing from their constituents and ruining the quality of life in Baltimore City. Look, I said all I had to say. I didn't ask anyone permission to say it. And the last time I checked, she was the first lady there to President Barack Obama. Was she asking people permission to speak as a first lady? No. They just say these things. But here's the deal. When you look in the comment section on videos like this and the one with Pete Buttigieg, there are people saying, yeah, girl, uh-huh, yeah, she's so right. We experience so much that we don't get to really talk about it. What? What do you mean? I hear people complaining all the time. Can people complain so much? I don't go on social media as much as I used to because it's usually just people complaining and pretending to be victims. Meanwhile, they're on social media all day long and can't figure out why they can't climb the corporate ladder at work. Maybe, just maybe, you should log off of Twitter and do some work. Right? I mean, you ever see posts like that? People post all day. Facebook, they post all day long. And then they're like, oh, they don't want to promote Black women in these spaces. That's not the industry they want to promote us. Really? Get off of social media and go do something that's worth a damn. How about that? Have you tried that one yet? It's constant complaining, constant victim mentality. This is Michelle Obama, who has a multi-million-dollar home in Martha's Vineyard. They have other homes everywhere across this entire world. There's nothing, she has no problems. She doesn't have any issues. She has two beautiful, well-educated daughters. She has an amazing husband who's look, every post he has online. I don't follow Barack Obama, but I do look at his pages here and there. And he's always talking about how much he loves his wife, how amazing she is, what a partner she is. Talking about how much he loves his daughters. I mean, from all appearances, that first family, talk about, wow, what a heck of a family there. That should have been the blueprint for every black family that thought that they could not get any further. You have this black family in the White House. The family structure works. You can see it. And yet here Michelle is still complaining and claiming she's a victim. And I will say this, and I'll go to the phone lines. I will say this. The one thing you don't see a ton from Barack Obama, even though he does say things on podcasts here and there that I don't agree with, but he isn't always complaining that he is somehow oppressed. He might talk about other people. He might talk about other groups of people. But it is Michelle Obama who I see on many venues where she's talking about somehow as a black woman, life in America is like hell for her. I'm sorry, I don't have that same experience. And I would never teach my daughter to grow up thinking that there's some chip on her shoulder because she is biracial and that black women need some kind of permission to speak their mind. No, we don't. No, we don't. Unbelievable. I wanted to share that with you because I saw that yesterday and I was like, wow, now she speaks for all of us. Here all this time, I thought I was my own person. Theodore in Parkville. Theodore, you wanted to weigh in?
Unless you're in the person's household, no matter how rich they are, you don't know what issues they have. And, you know, you can't really speak to a person's issues unless you really, really know them.
Well, then why, Theodore, is Michelle Obama speaking on my life if she doesn't really know me?
Well, once again, she's not talking about you. You're the one who brought up the comment about her.
No, if you heard the audio, she's saying black women in America have these issues. She doesn't know me.
Once again, she said generically there are certain issues that are unique to black women. That's true. And if you can't recognize
that,
that's wrong.
So you as a man, you're telling me as a black woman what issues we have?
Another point you brought up, too.
You're not going to play with logic. You're not going to play with logic here. Theodore, I'm a black woman.
Logic.
You're telling
you
me.
Black women have
you were, certain, I'm the black woman in this conversation.
Issues, and that's true. That's true. White women have certain issues. Unless you know a person, you can't get into, this person is speaking like a victim. She's not speaking like a victim. She's just telling the truth. And that's something that many Republicans have a problem with. You made another comment a few minutes ago about the Democrats stealing money. Can you explain what you meant by stealing money?
Yeah, absolutely. So in 2015, Barack Obama and Elijah Cummings, the late Elijah Cummings, they put millions of dollars in the Penn North Corridor. There are people in that community that will tell you today, none of that money hit the ground. You can go there and look at it yourself. There were some organizations that were involved with the DNC that received some of that millions of dollars because they said that they were going to put nonprofit work in that area. The problem is they never showed up. So those organizations took the money and ran.
Well, first of all, when you use the term stealing, I don't think that's true. I don't think
that's stolen money.
Stole the money. And in reference to when you explaining issues, you always tend to, and I understand why, you're one of those maggots that support Mr. Trump. And at the same time, you talk about history and you talk about people's families. I may not agree with Mr. Buttigieg and his lifestyle. But if the children have a happy home, I think that's fine. Another point you
Well, you don't know, up, right? This is another situation where you don't know
Democrats
what's going on behind closed doors. That's what you just explained to me, Theodore. You don't know what's going on behind closed doors. You don't know if those kids are happy with Pete Buttigieg.
And you don't know what's going behind her closed doors. Now, another point you brought up that you didn't bring up, you speak about issues that people have and victimization and black people's victims. Well, you know what's a funny thing? I know my history, and I know this. You support a party. Every year, they go to CPAC, and their main sponsor is the John Birch Society, a racist society who condemned black people against even civil rights, not human rights, civil rights and human rights. And yet, you support a party that does this. So what you need to do, You need to.
Oh yeah, you tell me what I need to do.
Your history and ask people, explain to people why you support a party of people whose sponsors are people like the John Birch Society. Why do you do that?
Well, Theodore, why do you support a party? Theodore, why do you support a party that created the KKK?
Once again, that's then. This is now.
Oh, that my God. Theodore, you have a great weekend. Like, you can't even speak logic with this guy. He's telling me, as a black woman, that my life is so hard and difficult, yet he is not, number one, not a woman. Number two, I actually don't know what race he is. And, you know, I guess we can take a guess, but he's not a woman. Yet he also said Michelle Obama could have a tough life, right, in Martha's Vineyard, and how she's got her podcast now in L.A. where she's flying back and forth on a private jet to go tape just a podcast. But emissions in the air, right? Well, anyways, she apparently has she could have a tough life, and she was speaking in general. Yet me, and in my position, how dare I assume that she doesn't have the toughest life, but she can assume that I have a tough life because I'm a black woman. Theodore, if you want to call the show, I'm down to speak to absolutely everyone about anything. But when you call here and you take just logic completely out of your argument, it's hard to speak to you. It is very difficult. We'll be right back.
Hello, I am Italo Liberatore, owner and operator of Liberatore's Ristorante El Bel Air, inviting you to come and visit us to see our new menu. Come and try a new grilled peach and burrata salad, our Sicilian baked salmon, our Venetian shrimp polenta, and let's not forget our gnocchi alla vodka. They are a must-have at your next visit. Come and see us again. Ciao, ciao. Visit us at the Liberatore's El Bel Air and online at Liberatore's.com. Liberatore's.com.
Why do so many people from far and wide, from neighboring states and counties, come to Jarvis Appliance to buy their new appliances? For the beautiful Jarvis Appliance showroom, fair and reasonable prices, and dependable service throughout the area on all appliances. So for your next refrigerator, microwave, oven, washer, dryer, or dishwasher, discover Jarvis Appliance for friendly prices, polite salespeople, and very reliable appliance service. Remember J-A-R-V-I-S, Jarvis Appliance in Jarrettsville, or visit JarvisAppliance.com.
Our financial system is cracking under pressure. Your retirement is at risk. Take control now. Lear Capital is offering a free sky-high silver report and precious metals IRA guide at betternestegg.com. Don't leave your future to change. Go to betternestegg.com.
Steel, walk behind, zero turn, and stand-on mowers are built to get the job done. Shop online or at your local Steel dealer. Steel, let's go mow.
This is Danny Manoff from Intrepid Paralegal Solutions, LLC. Join us on Saturday at 1 o'clock for Justice and Why It Matters to You, our new show to help individuals understand how the legal system works. Look forward to seeing you there.
The Rob Carson Show. Hey guys, it's Carson. Thursday on the show. First, Chris Van Hollen visited an MS-13 gangbanger in El Salvador. Now Democrats are visiting Mahmoud Khalil, the anti-Semitic Columbia University pro-Hamas protester.
No!
Wow, if they only cared that much about U.S. citizens. Noon to 3 on WCBM.
The Rob Carson Show. Weekdays noon to 3 on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
All right. You know what that means. Now, usually we play that on Friday, right, Brian? But today is my Friday. Because you guys are going to enjoy Andrew Langer tomorrow. So please tune in 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And then stay right there. You got a great show coming up next with Rob Carson. And just real quick, you know, there's lots of text messages, obviously, about Theodore's comments there. You know, some people you're just not going to get through to. And that money in the Pennworth corridor was absolutely stolen. And anybody in that community members will tell you that those that live there and have experienced, you know, this poor quality of life for many decades. And so they were excited about the money that was coming from the Obama administration. And when it was given to Obama and Elijah Cummings, their friends that were, you know, with some of these organizations that they really just put together on a whim, as they knew the grant funding was coming in. And then they took the money and then they didn't do anything in that community. So that is stolen money. I don't know why, you know, Theodore wants to call it something that it's not. But they stole that money. They stole that money. And if he wants to go down to Simmons Memorial Baptist Church to speak to Pastor Simmons or anybody else in that corridor, they will explain it to you, Theodore. That money was stolen. millions upon millions of dollars that was for the community. And so, yes, I will continue to speak out on that. No matter what Michelle Obama believes, I am a Black woman and I do have a voice and I'm going to continue to use it every single day. And if I ever get the opportunity to speak to her in person, I will make sure that I will lead with telling her, as a Black woman, life is just fine in America and it is what you make it. And I understand there are people that have different issues, no matter their color, no matter their gender, behind closed doors. Of course they do. But to sit there and throw this blanket on top of all Black women and act like we're somehow inferior to everyone else. This is one of the issues that I have with people like Michelle Obama and the Democrat Party. Stop telling me that I'm less than, because I'm not. I never will be. All right. So those were all the things I wanted to say today. I did have where senior citizens are being scammed. And this came out. This report came out from the FBI. But I'll go ahead and save that for Monday. I did want to say Senator Dick Durbin is retiring. He has that Senate seat in Illinois. Hopefully the RNC will get on top of that. But I'll continue to watch and see who appears to wants to take that seat. Now, winning statewide as a Republican in Illinois is difficult. It is difficult, but it is not impossible. So, is that a Senate seat we could pick up? If we fight hard enough, yes. All right? All right. So, again, coming up next, we've got Rob Carson. As always, Brian, thank you for a great show. And please enjoy Andrew Langer tomorrow. And I'll be back on Monday. As I mentioned before, I'm trying to seal the deal here with a great guest on Monday. I think I can do it. According to Michelle Obama, I probably can't do it. But now I got to do it, right? I got to do it. I hope everybody has a great afternoon and a great weekend. I'll talk to all of you on Monday morning.
Hi, I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care.